Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Sure. I'm Russell Castagnero, the CEO of Wompay. We allow any business anywhere to accept cryptocurrency payments with or without a bank.
Okay. And how do you make that happen?
So we, people are used to paying with credit, right?
Sure.
We use credit cards to facilitate all sorts of payments,
yeah,
which really is unnecessary, but it's the only way we knew how, you know, from the 60s on. And so now with cryptocurrency, we have a way of transacting with cash. So there's no need for a financial institution to be involved. There's no need for credit, chargebacks, trust. And so what we do is we make the unsexiest thing ever for crypto. So what we make is what essentially is an NCR cash register. There's nothing less sexy than a cash register.
Sure.
Maybe the antique ones with brass are nice.
But fair enough.
so this is to make it so that not only unbanked or underbanked businesses, of which there are about 20% of them in the United States, and worldwide are about 70%,
okay,
can accept payments, but also the unbanked people who want to buy things. So if you don't have a bank, you can't buy on Amazon. You
right.
can't use it. You know,
right.
you can't use a credit. There's all sorts of things you can't do, and you have to pay money to load a debit card with, you know, $60, you pay about $5.
Yeah.
That's, you know, almost 10% for what you're paying. So this allows the whole rest of the world to take part in electronic commerce that they've not been able to do at all since then.
Okay. And is this a, I'm fascinated by this. How if I'm the client,
sure,
and I've got cash, because I don't have a bank, how do I then go through this process so that I can then purchase something, say, online?
Sure. So so if you were just a person, a consumer, who wanted to buy something, what you do is you have a lot of different options. An exchange really isn't an option for you because you don't have banking. That's why you've got cash. So
right.
So that's out. But you do have ATMs. And so there's already like 15,000 ATMs worldwide where you can get Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
We had one in our hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, you did? Which
Absolutely.
Hotel?
Absolutely. The Plaza downtown.
Oh, very cool. So it's very encouraging to me to hear that kind of thing. And then you can buy it from other people. So there's a lot of platforms out there where you can go online, find someone who wants to sell Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
You meet them at a coffee shop and do the transaction.
Okay, yeah.
And there are some states like New York and Hawaii that frown on that. Let's say that's a money exchanging activity, but there are many others that are either that have legislation that exempts that because it's person to person,
sure,
or are in the works. Like Colorado just passed the Senate for that. So
okay.
So there's lots of states that recognize that this is really not something that should be regulated.
Okay, so I've got my cash. I go to my ATM or wherever.
Right.
I end up with Bitcoin, let's say.
Sure.
In my possession.
Right.
And now, do I have to find a specific retailer that supports it?
That's right.
Okay.
And so that's right now, you know, there was a study that came out in January that basically said more than 5% of American adults now have Bitcoin, hold Bitcoins.
Wow.
Which is great. That's a tipping point number, right?
Yeah.
That's very important. And what our thing is, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it. It is an investment and all this, but what it really started out as it was electronic cash. And so our whole objective is to get software out so businesses can do commerce this way as soon as possible.
Okay.
And if you think about, you know, you might be old enough to remember the Discover Card launch. You may have been a little young for that.
I don't know.
So I
don't remember it, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
So it was, I think, in like 91 or 92, something early.
Was it that recent?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
And so it took them a good 5 years to get to 5% of transit, you know,
sure,
5% of merchants accepting them.
Yeah.
We think because the cost is so much less, associated with the risk is so much less, that it will catch on a lot more. There are
okay.
there are a lot of businesses that are more likely to have a pain point this addresses. So you start out with what's called high-risk businesses mm-hmm. that either can't get banking or are completely underbanked.
Okay.
And, of course, I'm from Colorado, so the poster child of that is cannabis. You know, one of the things that I like to show people is this burly guy, this security guard carrying two huge duffel bags of cash to go pay for one dispensary's tax bill at the Department of Revenue.
That was a great image, by
right.
the way.
Yeah,
seeing
I really
that
was
last
like,
night, that was such a great image.
Yeah. But so that's really, you know, they have a very acute need.
Uh-huh.
And it's clear. And there's others like, you know, debt collectors, anybody who has a business that has that's likely to have lots of returns.
Mm-hmm.
So chargebacks are very expensive for a business to do. If you think about it, you have $100, you have a chargeback. Not only do you have to give the $100 back, that they probably lost the product.
The product's gone.
Then you, and adding insult to injury, you have to pay those credit card fees on that $100 twice.
Yes.
So you're like, you're out the product and you're out like $108.
Right.
So it's really, really expensive. And this eliminates that because there are no chargebacks because everything is a push. So if I was going to send you money in a wallet, you'd show me an address. That's an address to send the money to
mm-hmm.
With our wallets. And in the space of a few seconds, you would have it in your wallet. And I wouldn't have any way to pull it back. And you wouldn't have any way to pull money from me. So it makes it so that these merchants are out of the data business, out of the security business, and more in the, just doing commerce, which is what they're supposed to do.
Right. Take away the things that aren't their core competency and
right.
allow them to focus on the thing they're good at.
Right. And then you think about, like, businesses that have high dollar amounts,
mm-hmm.
like, auto repair,
sure.
Louis Vuitton, whatever. They're like, if you had a $1,000 bill, that's a business that's paying between $35 and $50
right.
on every one of those transactions.
Right.
So that's pretty significant,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, going to a solution like this, we can save them 90-95%.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's awesome. It's fast. And aside from all of that, from the merchant side, allowing the businesses to have access to what is essentially 80% of the adult population in the world
mm-hmm.
that don't have banking and probably will never have banking. Not because of anything about them, but maybe where they live, the country that they're in.
It's just not an option.
It's just not an option. They will. And you know, a lot of people talk about, in the future we'll be able to do all these things. But what's kind of funny is you can like take two great examples. One is high tech and one is low tech. If you go to Japan, have you guys ever been to Japan and ridden on the trains?
Have not.
They have these near-field communications cards. One of them is called Suica card. And you basically, they started it off as a way for you to get on and off the train really easily. But people liked it so much, the 7-Eleven, which runs everything there, believe
right.
it or not, and taxis, restaurants, they all take the Suica card. So everybody puts it on. It's a low security. You can lose it just like you could lose your wallet.
Sure.
But that's okay because it facilitates such quick transactions. Basically, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, I just paid.
Yeah, gotcha.
You can imagine how it'd be easy to steal that too.
Of
right?
course.
But,
of course.
You know, and then the other side of things, the low-tech side, you look at Africa. And so in Africa, people are literally paying each other with phone minutes.
Yes.
So from
yes,
feature phones. And, you know, we can use these as examples that no payment system is perfect.
Right.
And nothing is a better example of that
holes.
Than credit cards.
Yeah.
there's the fraud is, you know, $26 billion in fraud a
sure.
year. So there's no payment system that's perfect. But this is the closest thing we've got. This is the most hardened things that we have.
Well, cool.
And it opens it up to the world.
Yeah. And that's something that's obviously in need. If people want more information about your platform and to follow your corporate journey, how can they do that?
So, www.wampei.com, and you'll see all about it. You just click on the blog, and I tend to do updates. I'm also on LinkedIn, Russell Castagnaro. You can find me, and I'm kind of all over the place and loud-mouthing and you know things like that. So,
very cool.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Really enjoyed talking to you both.
Thank you.
It was good to hear the pitch from a different perspective than last night.
Not as in your face.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Cool. Have a good one.
Okay, thanks.